need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and it is time for Boat Smart. In the house with us this morning, we have Stefan, who is here, Stefan Schmidt, who is with Georgetown Technical College, one of our Marine Services instructors there, and our sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida, is represented by Bill Kidwell. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And
good
if you've morning. Got questions about boating, boating mechanics, boating safety, boating anything under the BOAT label, then all you need to do is text in your question this morning at 850-437-1620.
No doubt about it.
The experts are in
the
house.
We are in the house, 100 years worth of experience.
Absolutely.
Or so in this room. I tell you what, it's hard to believe that, isn't it?
I count.
Not only 100 years worth of experience, but 100 years of experience of two gentlemen that try to keep up with technology, because you get to the older people out in the field that has been in the field for a long period of time. A lot of them don't keep up with today's technology. Key Marine Center, Bill, the people out that are working for him, they keep up with the technology, and that's what's important nowadays. That's what's out there. We
yes.
keep up with it. So
that's huge.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can call or text 850-437-1620. Boat Smart, sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida, 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. I talk fast. I got a lot to say.
Yes,
you know?
And I need to clarify something. We're having
got a lot to say. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. Yay. Check out their engines: Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, MerCruiser product. They can repower you on any of those, or take care of all your maintenance needs on your boat or engine of those products and other products as well. You can give Bill a call, and he would tell you if he can work on other stuff also. We've had people calling in about jack plates on boats and older motors and two strokes and stuff like that. Sometimes they can take care of that for you. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, give them a call. It doesn't hurt, because there's a lot of places out here in town that don't do that. You know, so as Meg said, I am the marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College, Georgetown, located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. The website is georgetowncollege.edu, and also check out our Facebook page. You got to check out Georgetown's Facebook page, Key Marine's Facebook page, because there's a lot of information out there and about the school, about what we do over there, and all the busy stuff that we got going on. We are now in summer school.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm doing a double regular school year. That we've been so busy this year, it's been insane, you
wow.
know. This was our second week,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like we should be already done with it as much as we got going on.
Well,
I
it's took that on, time of year.
Yeah, and it's just crazy. I took four new students, as I talked about them, and they are doing so well in the classroom, out in the shop and things like that. And my other students that came in for summer school are doing so well. We're just learning a lot, and we're doing a lot. Last week, I just want to give a shout-out to Cape Horn Boats.
I saw the photos
Tyler.
On your Facebook. What a
yeah.
cool tour
what
that looked
a tour.
Like.
Yeah. I'm telling you, we try to do that every summer, and Tyler's gracious enough to let us into his facility and walk us around and talk to my students. And when a student, a person that's going into the marine industry, some even technicians don't even know how boats are built from the inside out, you
so,
know?
Right. And to explain
right.
what Cape Horn is for someone that doesn't know.
So Cape Horn is located in Milton, Florida, okay? And it's a Fabro Corporation. They've been in business now. I'm trying to remember this. It was the late 80s they came into the marine industry.
Mm-hmm.
And
what do they do?
And they build Cape Horn boats.
Okay. See, yep. I didn't know that. So
yeah.
there you
yeah.
go.
So you got to check out their website. Check out Facebook of the Georgetown. You're going to check out Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade. I'm going to have video on there as well attached to this show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just such a good time. The students had a wonderful time. And I want to give a shout out to all my students, because they all showed up. They all enjoyed it. They asked questions.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, and it's just a great opportunity for them. One of my main takeaways from the tour of Cape Horn wasn't a tour at all.
Oh.
It was the words that Tyler used at the end of the tour. And he was talking about the people at Cape Horn, his employees, and how long they've been there. And when you think about a Cape Horn boat, you have to think about his employees, the people that are putting the boats together.
Mm-hmm.
That's how these boats are so great, because they take pride in their work and they make an excellent product.
Huh.
You know, in my opinion, the best boat on the water. That's my opinion.
Okay.
You know, the best boat on the water. And it's because of the people that he has working for him. Long-term employees, you know, he was telling my students that that they were offered a offered to move their factory to another state, and it was tempting.
Mm-hmm.
They were getting everything paid for, new building,
wow.
everything, all the move is going to be free for them to move to another state,
wow.
and start their manufacturing again. And he couldn't do it because the people is what makes it. You can have a building, you can have, you know, all the resources and all these things, but if you don't have the proper people in place, you know, your yeah. business, your product suffers.
Well, we were just talking about what a special community we have here.
I just thought it was such a good message mm-hmm. to my students, you know, as we sat around and talked. I didn't record that portion. I wish I would have. I'm going to get Tyler to recreate what he said to my students, because it was really uplifting and it was really motivational,
mm-hmm.
you know, talking about his employees and how important they are to his company
yeah.
and stuff, and how they become a team, you know. So,
that sounds
Tyler,
great.
I want to thank you for that, and we're going to look forward to other tours as we go into new school years and things like that. So thank you so much for allowing us to come over there and spend the time with my students. Again, like I say, we're busy. The News Journal came by on Wednesday.
I saw something on Facebook about
that.
Gosh. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Yes, so they came by, and that was fun. Mary Lett from the News Journal. She brought her photographer, Tony Gilbertson,
mm-hmm.
with I hope I'm pronouncing his last name correctly, Tony. And Tony is a listener of the show.
Oh, I love it.
And he's like, I'm glad I could put a face. You
oh,
know,
happy Friday,
voice.
Tony.
So, yeah, so happy Friday, Tony. Thank you for all the for coming by and interviewing not only myself, but the students and the principal. And I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys put together on that. And that was exciting. It was about shipbuilding.
Huh.
Talking about shipbuilders coming into our area
uh-huh.
and how we pertain to that.
Right.
And my explanation was the majority of what we teach is employability skills, but also that really helps put you in, you know, in a job, of course, showing
very
up
helpful.
On time doing what you're supposed to do, yes. But also the electrical, the engines, those kind of things that we do all pertain.
Wow.
And how big our marine industry really is when you think about different careers in our industry. You
and
know,
didn't you recently have a new section added to your facility?
Yeah, right now we also added the mid-range motors, and we're added our V-engine motors. We're
That's
doing
what,
certificates there as mm-hmm. well. So, like I said, it's just been insane. Jeff Crane from Yamaha was with us on our tour.
Excellent.
Okay.
Yay.
He also came by yesterday. We and worked with my students on the 40 horsepowers. We were able to dyno a 40
wow.
over there, one of our brand new motors, and play with it a little bit. And they learned some YDIS laptop downloads and stuff. So Jeff was working right with my students on that. I mean, I tell my students, I said, you cannot get this anywhere else.
No. That may be why you're number one in the country?
Maybe. I don't know. It has to be. It's not me. It's the people that mm-hmm. surround me. And
sure.
I always believe that, and I say that, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
Key Marine, the Yamaha, Suzuki, Mercury, all these manufacturers, Cape Horn boats,
right.
Blazer boats. We're going over there in July to see their
fun.
Manufacturing. Arco Marine. Marine Max, we're going over there next Tuesday to do a tour of Marine Max and maybe hopefully take a boat out with them. So we got a lot going on, you know,
sounds
and
like
I will
it,
continue
yeah.
to talk about it. Yep. You guys can tell I'm excited about all this stuff that we got going. And summer school, you know, I love it.
Wow.
You know,
yeah.
it's kind of laid back, but not for me.
Doesn't sound like it's laid back.
I'm going crazy. 850-437-1620 is the number. Maybe you have a question about your boat. Maybe you have a question about the school. Key Marine, anything of those questions or comments, we're more than happy to take those from you. 850-437-1620. Now that I talk my head off, I want to turn it over to Bill and let him talk about all the great things out at Key Marine.
And you all can tell how passionate he is. He's
I
just
know.
Like,
I wish he would get a little energy every once in a while. You
yeah.
know, I mean, he's just so kind of laid back and, you know,
mm-hmm.
bored with it all.
It's really hard to find two people that have the kind of passion that we do when it comes to the marine industry.
We're lucky to have
so,
both of you.
Yeah, it's nice to be here. And, yeah, it looks like it's going to be a great weekend, finally, for boating out there. You know, it looks like the rain chances at minimal. And I wanted to remind everybody that we still have this short wait time at Key Marine, that thing that you keep hearing me harp on about, that because I'm just so excited about it, because it's just been an accepted norm over in the marine industry that it's going to take a month for people to look at your boat in the middle of the summer and whatnot. And we did a lot to make that changes there.
So you have a lot of efficiency changes now, so you can see people quicker, from what I understand.
It's all one big machine, just you know, it is at Georgetown with Stephen's class. You know, it all starts there, instilling that in your employees, you know, to just overachieve and be on that different level. And if you're being told by another shop out there that it's going to be that long, just bring it on over to us if you want a quality OEM shop, and you can, and we'll take care of you, and you can join the thousands of customers, please customers, that we have in our database, and maybe we can start showing you you can be treated on a different level than you're used to. And also, I wanted to take a chance to give a shout-out to Chance Kellogg, who is our Employee of the Week.
Hey, congratulations, Chance.
He's actually been there longer than any of the other technicians, and he's from Georgetown. Chance.
Well, what do you know?
Yeah. He's,
what a coinkydink.
Yeah. He's been an overachiever the whole time. He's been there over 10 years now and went on to become a Yamaha Master Tech.
Wow.
I mean, the things with this man that totally impressed not only me, but the people that own the boats that he works on is his ability to not only figure things out, but his organizational skills and everything. And, you know, having that true passion to just kind of imagine the fun that the customers are having in these boats when they take it out, and making sure everything's, you know, humanly possible in place for that, you know. Mm-hmm. So we really appreciate him being there, and we've been having an Employee of the Week every week, and
nice.
This week he's that.
I love that.
They're gonna run out. I need to put more employees out there for it every week.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
We've got two more there that's from Stefan's class at this point, and we have one other one that went through the welding class from Georgetown. So they are really an integral part of providing quality employees to businesses in this area. And a lot of them even ship out and go to cross country, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's hard to find a place that has those kind of, you know, classes and the opportunities that are in place at Georgetown. You know, he mentions Jeff Crane with Yamaha. Jeff Crane is on a totally different level when it comes to, you know, being passionate and realizing that we're going to need technicians to keep up with the industry. Mm-hmm. And all that. And yeah, I appreciate having him, and yeah, just like you do. Yeah, too. He's wonderful.
Yeah, Yamaha backs our program. Like, it's unbelievable what Yamaha does for us.
It's,
you know,
great, because the technology, as you've said, is changing all the time.
They understand that we need people out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And by supporting our school, it helps them get technicians, qualified technicians, out into the field.
Well, yeah. So, Bill, what are some of the things that you're seeing right now? We're into the season. People are getting their boats on the water. What are some of the things, or can you give some tips today for some of our boaters that may be listening in and putting their boats in for this first weekend?
Well, just like it is most of the time in the springtime is the time where most of the services come into play.
Mm-hmm.
And whatnot. So, and then this time is when a lot of the diagnostics start hitting you. Difficult diagnostics that get all my technicians riled up and wanting to be that one that's going to figure it out. So we have run into quite a few difficult diagnoses here and there, but nothing ever gets by us as a team. You know, we might have to talk about it and scratch our heads a little bit here and there. But with me, you know, and all the guys, the way that they do things and trade notes, like I've said in the past, you mm-hmm. know, every one of them, if there's a diagnosis going on, they're actually paying attention to that and, you know, wanting to know what that other technician did to figure it out. Even it doesn't matter about, you know, the seniority and all that. They're just all working as a team.
Great. Well, we've got a question that came in from one of our listeners. With fuel prices getting higher and higher, do you have any suggestions on fuel conservation? Do you recommend a type of fuel or fuel additives? That's a great question.
Well, when it comes, I think that question was brought up about a month or so ago.
Possibly.
And there are a few things that you can do. The number one thing is to make sure you're operating a motor that gets great fuel economy. So the newer the motors, and, you know, the more advanced they are, they're getting more and more fuel efficient. other little tips might be, you know, not letting your motor just sit there and idle a lot like some people do because they're so quiet and you can't smell any smoke on them nowadays and whatnot. And another big tip, and then I'll, Stefan, I'm sure, has a few to add, is is that, you know, don't run them wide open. You know, any motor that's out there, in order, if it's a 300 horsepower motor, it needs to be running wide open to make that kind of power. You can, you know, slow down to the maybe 3,500, 4,000 RPM range enough to cruise and be on plane, and your fuel economy will improve dramatically.
Interesting. Well, that's a great tip.
Yeah, and as the fuel prices go up, I tend to go not as far, you know, so I plan my trips a little different. Maybe you might want to use, if you're going to a certain location, maybe put in a boat ramp that's a little closer to where you're going, that kind of thing. It's a catch-22, like Bill says, about running wide open. You have to run your motor wide open from time to time to get it cleared out and all that stuff. That's very important, you know. So it's a fine line there. You know, the fuel prices don't hurt boating that much. You just people change a little bit as far as where they're going to go and that kind of stuff, you know. But, yeah, like Bill says, find that sweet spot, you know, and monitor your fuel as you maneuver your boat.
Gotcha. So. Well, the second part of that question was, is there a better fuel or are there fuel additives that can make a difference? That was the other part of it.
Well, I was going to talk about a fuel additive today that doesn't necessarily increase the economy, but what it does do is it definitely helps the motor, well, run as best as it can for the long term. And the chemical that I'm talking about is sold by Yamaha, and it's called Ring Free. And what it is, it's a chemical that you add to your fuel, and it's got a somewhat of a stabilizer, but its main goal is to debond carbon from the metal surfaces inside a motor, because carbon is a natural, you know, it just naturally happens from the internal combustion process. And like with my motor, I've been running it in it since it was brand new. I've got a 2017 motor, and when it's sitting there idling because it has no carbon in the motor, it is absolutely smooth, does not rattle at all. A lot of times that little bit of carbon buildup and stuff can be the difference between, you know, the motor working perfectly, but working good enough, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to always recommend non-ethanol fuels, okay, first of all. All right, even though it costs a little more, it's going to save you in the long run. Adding fuel additives to it may not increase your fuel economy, but it's definitely going to help you keep your engine from carboning up, which will help you with maintenance and things like that, you know. Just adjust your speed, adjust how you normally run your boat, watch your fuel mileage. That helps you a lot. You can find a sweet spot. If you have a gauge on the boat that tells you your fuel economy, find that sweet spot where the boat's running, you know, nicely in the water. Find that sweet spot and stick with that sweet spot and keep it in your head. Okay, my boat runs great at 3,300 RPMs at 28 mile an hour, and that's where I'm getting my best fuel economy. That's kind of where you want to run.
Great, great question. 850-437-1620. This is Boat Smart on Pep Talk. Feel free to text in a question if you have one about boating on any topic that falls under that category. And I believe we do have a trivia question and a prize this morning. Is that right?
Bill?
Yeah, we sure do. Hey, this week we've got a question out there, and it's a the lower unit on an outboard is sometimes called the what? And I'll give you a hint. It's also a human body part.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Yeah. What's the prize?
Oh, the prize this week is an OEM Suzuki visor.
Nice.
And a Suzuki keychain as well.
Okay. Well, all you got to do is just text in the answer at 850-437-1620. The question again is?
Okay. The lower unit on an outboard is sometimes called the what? And a lot of people, most people not in the industry would call it this. You know? And so the hint is that it is also a human body part.
All right. So all you got to do, text in at 850-437-1620.
I like that question.
The answer to the question and your name. That's all we need to come up with a winner. So I'm going to watch these while y'all talk a little bit more as we see these texts coming in, and I'll let you know we got a winner.
Right. And yeah, we're always looking for those callers and texters in so we can have some great questions to answer, because always we don't always know exactly what to talk about. But I've had a lot of people ask me this recently for some reason or another. People wanting to know who is the leader in the world when it comes to marine propulsion and as far as outboards go, particularly. And so I asked Jim and I just the day before last, and I was a little bit surprised there. I knew that Yamaha probably led globally, in which they still do with estimated $3 billion a year there. Well, Mercury is right on their heels, and as a matter of fact, in North America, they're leading at this point. The Asian market and all really helps out the Yamaha product. So you've got Mercury Marine, which is, I believe, $2.7 billion. Don't quote me on these numbers, but quite a bit there. And really, they're V10 and V12 platforms on these boats that have bigger. This is revenue. Now, as far as actual, numbers of units sold, probably Yamaha is number one, definitely in the world and in the United States as well. But, Mercury does have some bigger product out there, V12s and V10s, and of course they're more expensive. And then Honda is in third, believe it or not.
Wow, okay.
Wow, that's
they're ahead of Suzuki, and I didn't expect that. Suzuki's coming in at not quite $1 billion annually, which those numbers sounded a little bit low to me, for as many as you see out there. And who knows, Jim and I might not have been exactly correct there, but I did ask her that. I call it to her. That I asked her that.
Because she's smarter than us.
Yeah.
We do a whole other show about that.
Yeah.
We do have a winner.
Awesome.
Okay.
On that note, we do have a winner. And the question was, answered that. What's the question again?
Okay. On an outboard motor, the lower unit is also called the what?
And the answer is the foot.
Yay.
The foot. Yeah. David got it right. David, you're the winner of the OEM Suzuki visor and keychain. You'll be wanting to pick that up at
5621. Sorry, man.
That's okay.
I thought you was going to have me do that. 5621 Bauer Road over there on the west side of town. Stop on by and we'll give that to you. We'll hold on to it for about a month.
And then if you're lucky, ask for Bill, and he may even give you a little tour, and show you around.
Yeah, we'll give you a tour and show you all around, show you the new motors we have in stock over there, because we're really proud of what we're doing over there, really working to change things. And it definitely shows in the lead time that's there right now. For a quality shop.
Well, congratulations again to David, our winner. We had several folks texting in, and most of you got it right. So I didn't know that, but now I learned something every week on this
show. Right, and there's different parts on motors that are called different things. Like sometimes people call the prop the wheel.
Someone said the stern. One of the guesses was the stern.
Different terms and stuff.
But it was the foot today, so we had a winner.
Yep.
Yeah,
okay,
so
just a couple minutes left. Anything you want to touch on before we go?
I think I've pretty much covered everything there. We always leave room for anything that might come up. So what do you have, Steph?
Put it over here. Because everybody knows I always got something to say. So as we finish our summer school, we've got actually 4 more weeks left. We're going to revamp our shop around our certification programs for Yamaha. So I've got the 40s, the inlines, and the V engines. So now we're looking at revamping the shop, making it more organized for those products as well. So welding department has helped us build our stands. We've redesigned our engine stands and got them working for us. And when we put that motor in the test tank yesterday, I seen some changes I need to make on the stand. So we're going to work on that. But we're just trying to make it better where students have opportunity to work on the product that we have in there. And if you come to my shop and you look around, you will see a tremendous amount of late model product in our shop.
Nice.
When people come by, News Journal was blown away by what we have there and how and what we do. A lot of people don't know what we do at George Stone, not only with my class, but all the other classes that are at George Stone. You guys need to check them out. Come by. They'll give you a tour.
Sure.
And bring your children, your grandchildren, and have, if they don't know what they're going to do, bring them by. We'll give them something, a job, a career to do.
And if something that Stefan has said today is piqued your interest and you might be interested in taking this class, I know you usually have a wait list, but you can still, now's the time to get signed up,
right? We're still working on that waiting list, and the best thing to do is go to georgestonecollege.edu, hit that chat feature, call my cell phone, 850-393-4212. Almost gave our number out of the station here. But you can get a hold of me. We can do a walkthrough, and we'll talk about things and try to figure out what your goals are, and we'll go that route.
That sounds great.
There's a reason why they're number one in the whole United States at job placement. And it has a lot to do with that. I've been going to that classroom for over the years and you wouldn't believe how improved everything's gotten over there. So
it's amazing.
If y'all are looking for a great industry to be in and a good way to get into it, go see Stefan.
Yeah, I don't believe you've taken a tour over there, have you?
I have not yet. I've been remiss.
We need to do that.
I need to do that, absolutely. Guys, thank you so much. Stefan Schmitz here, along with Bill Kidwell with Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. This has been Boat Smart, guys. Thank you so much.
Yep, we'll be back here next Friday to talk about the busy summer ahead of us.
All right. Happy boating, everybody. This is the weekend to get out on the water for sure. Right, guys?
That's right. Every weekend's a great weekend.
For sure.
Okay, this has been Boat Smart, and you can hear it again on our News 92.3 podcast.